are like long vines. And what I like to do is go to my tomato plant and look at the main center leader of my tomato. Mm-hmm. And if you go up the stem and just go up until it comes to where it sort of forks off and foliage is growing, mm-hmm. you will notice that at that fork, at every juncture along the way, that there's two main pieces of greenery, and out of the center then, that little juncture, there becomes a third little guy that tries to grow out of the center of that two little piece juncture.
Yep.
I like to go along and snip out all of those little middle guys that are trying to come out off of that main leader, okay?
Yes.
So that's going to cut out a lot of green foliage. If I go through and follow that main leader all the way up, that's removing a tremendous amount of foliage without removing my tomatoes. And then, at this time of the year, I also go to the tips of my tomatoes. I mean, it might be, what do we got, another couple weeks in August. So now is about the time I like to start doing this, and tipping off the tops of my tomatoes. They will keep on growing and growing and growing and producing flowers and fruit that a lot of those will just not have time to mature. So I'm going to snip off the tops of those tomatoes, and that will stop the upward growth and encourage all of that energy to go.